This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson, joined in studio tonight by the Assistant Director of the Galesburg Public Library, Jane Easterly. She's here to talk about the big read, which starts next week. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
For those who don't know, talk a little bit about the big read. It's really just kind of I think of the summer reading program, but I think of it on a somewhat bigger scale, right?
Well, yeah, it's a community read around one particular book. So the Big Read is a program of the National Endowment for the Arts in partnership with Arts Midwest, and each year they invite libraries to apply for a grant to do programming around a specific book. They provide a list of books. You can't just choose any book you want.
Mm-hmm.
We have been very fortunate since the beginning. We have only there was only one year where we didn't get the grant, so this is our 11th or 12th big read.
Yeah, that's I knew it had been going on for a long time right now, and I imagine that it's something that even if you didn't have the grant money, you could figure out some way to do anyway, right? But the money
that
helps.
Is correct, because the one year we didn't get it, we read Always the Young Strangers, the Carl Sandburg memoir of growing up in Galesburg.
We'll have people read a Carl Sandburg book.
Right, but the difference is we got almost $9,000 from the NEA, and that's a lot of money for us.
And you're going to do a lot of good things with that,
yes.
Including but not limited to actually reading.
Yes. So we can do a lot of amazing things. The book this year is called The Beautiful Things That Heaven Bears.
Tell me a little bit about that.
It's a line from Dante's Inferno.
Ah, yes.
That's what the title comes from. And the author's name I'll probably mangle. It's Dino Mengistu. He is an Ethiopian immigrant who wrote a novel about an Ethiopian immigrant living in Washington, D.C., in an area that's gentrifying. Mm. So it has a lot of commentary on what it's like to be someone, in the case of the main character. His father is pulled out of his home and murdered in front of his family.
Oh, wow.
Although this is fiction, that does happen around the world. So he legally immigrates to the United States, has one of those little shops on the corner with an odd assortment of things that people come in when they're out of diapers or whatever. So it's a commentary on leaving your home and coming to a new land, on Africa, and also on being black in America, because he is black as well as being an immigrant.
It's a work of fiction, but it sounds like given some of the things that have been going on in the news and other things like that, it's kind of parallels to some of what we've been hearing a lot about lately.
Yes, it's very timely. We wrote the grant a year ago in January, but it's very much a topic that's in the news right now. The other thing is, we're going to be really celebrating African culture.
Yeah.
And with Black Panther being number one, huge movie hit, there's some definite tie-ins to that.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of African-American culture, though, the kickoff event, if I've got this right, the official kickoff event will really celebrate that.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not actually African-American culture. It's African culture.
Yes, yes.
I mean, of course, they're very closely related.
Yeah.
But it's an African drum and dance troupe from Chicago, the sort of thing we'd never be able to bring here if we didn't get this money from the NEA.
Yeah.
And it's at the Orpheum Theater at 2:00 on April 7th, and it is free until every seat is filled. So it's a great opportunity to come see a live dance performance. Very much echoes of what happens in Black Panther in the great scenes where they're talking about who's going to be the next king.
And if you've never seen an African dance troupe before, it's amazing.
Yes, and I think it's going to be amazing. We are so excited that we're able to have a free live performance. That's also when we will be handing out the beautiful things that Heaven Bears. One of the other things we do with the money is buy a bunch of copies of the book.
Okay.
So we don't want that to be an impediment to someone coming and discussing it.
Sure.
So we'll be handing out those until we run out. If we don't run out that day, they'll be available at the library starting on April 9th.
Now, that's the official kickoff on April 7th, but really it kind of unofficially starts earlier that week.
Yes,
right?
That is true. We have a fairly new book club that is designed for busy adults, especially those who have small children, because while the adults discuss the book, children staff actually provides an activity for a certain age of children.
Mm-hmm.
And that is this coming Monday, April 2nd at 10 a.m. Anyone can come. You don't have to have small children. And we're fortunate to have that particular discussion led by retired Carl Sandburg College professor Norm Burdick, who's
perfect.
Done He's done them for us before. He's really great, really knowledgeable. So that's the one opportunity to hear Norm lead the discussion.
And speaking of that word discussion, a lot of these events that you'll be having throughout the month of April center around either discussing the book or discussing issues related to the book, correct?
Indeed, yes. There are multiple discussions. There are some movies, documentaries that we'll be viewing and then also talking about. But there's also fun stuff. There's three events that we are that's co-sponsored by the Galesburg Civic Arts Center.
Okay.
All free, but there is a limited number of people who can sign up, so people shouldn't wait on that. There's a make your own rope basket, make your own woven bracelet, doodling during a graphic novel discussion, and we'll also be making tribal necklaces. So if people come to the library, they can get a copy of the brochure of all of the events that are taking place in April. There's a lot of really great stuff happening.
And the discussions aren't just at the Galesburg Public Library. I see one on the schedule, among others. It's at the Carl Sandburg College Library.
That's correct. On Wednesday, the 18th of April at 12:20, Professor Anthony Law will be leading a discussion. And sometimes people think, oh, my gosh, it's going to be like in high school. I'm going to get called on. You don't have to say anything if you just want to listen. That is absolutely fine. So if someone just wants to come and listen to what other people have to say. We also have a discussion at Jimmy John's.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's on Thursday, April 12th at 6:30.
And those are just a couple of places. I see a book club meeting at Hardee's and some other places, too.
We have a science fiction fantasy book club that meets on a Friday night at Hardee's once a month. And we are reading not the Big Read book, but a tie-in book, a book about two people from Ethiopia that's a fantasy novel. And the books that we're not giving away, like this one, we do have copies that people can come in and check out.
I see also a free movie on the schedule.
Yes, we're going to be showing The Good Lie, starring Reese Witherspoon, which I believe is based on a true story, about a woman helping Sudanese immigrants adjust to their new life in America.
So you have events all throughout the month of April, pretty much, although ending with the month of April, but sort of kind of culminating with the Carl Sandburg Festival.
Yes, and that has been by design since the beginning of the Big Read. We have partnered with them. Some years when we read poetry, it fits together more nicely, but of course they're great partners, as is the Civic Arts Center. The final event we're very excited about. It's the first time in the Big Read we're actually going to be Skyping with the author.
Yeah, that's cool.
Many of our authors have been dead in the past, so we couldn't really Skype with
Edgar Allan Poe. Yeah, you couldn't really Skype with Carl Sandburg,
But we are actually going to be able to Skype with the author. And so at 6 o'clock on the 30th, we'll have a brief discussion of the book. And we'll be serving Ethiopian coffee from Innkeepers and Ethiopian bread made by the Argentinians at Buenos Aires Bakery and Cafe.
Perfect.
But they have a recipe for Ethiopian bread. So that will be great. Sign-up's not required for that, but it's great if people do because then we can make sure we have enough coffee and bread.
Over the years, as you've had these big reads, do people ever, I guess, express concern about the book that's been selected? Like, man, I wish you picked a different book or something like that. Or do people usually, I guess, come around to it by the end of the month?
Both.
Okay.
Many times people don't understand we are limited to their selection of about 36 books.
Sure.
So we can't just pick any book that we want to. And we have really been very strategic about it. I think that's part of why we've gotten it so often, because we've read great American classics, and then we read a book of translated Spanish short stories that virtually no one was doing. We celebrated Native American culture with Love Medicine. This time we're doing African American and African culture. So, yes, we absolutely have people who say, why did you pick this book? But when they come to the discussion, that's when we get to talk about it. And
right.
I haven't liked all of the books that we've read, but I've found them all insightful. I've learned something from them. They've made me think about something.
You open people's minds up to different things contained in these books.
Absolutely, right.
Okay. All right. For more information on the Big Read, which starts next week, where can folks get more info?
So, of course, galesburglibrary.org is our website. And the calendars are on the events are on the calendar of events. We haven't got them all up on Facebook yet. We're putting them up a few at a time, but also on our Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook's overrated these days.
Absolutely. And we have paper programs, so people can come and pick up a piece of paper that has all of the events. Also, if people are on our newsletter list, they will be getting it in the mail, actually, when we mail the newsletter tomorrow.
Ah, very good. And we'll have a link to the Big Read portion of the library's website when we post this interview momentarily. Woo-hoo. On WGIL.com. So you can find it all there as well. Anything we're missing about this, Jane?
Nope. Just really hope to see some great participation. That's also, I think, part of why we keep getting the grant, because we have a lot of people turn out for our programs.
Absolutely. It's a very good thing. Jane Easterly, Assistant Director of the Galesburg Public Library, thanks so much for coming in, and best wishes with the Big Read.
Thank you.